Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, June 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Wauchula Police Department found a lost dog on June 10th in the 300 block of North 9th Avenue around 8:10 p.m. They're currently at the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels on Airport Road. If this is your dog, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. Photos are available on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Your local events, Great American Florida Gun Shows, will be at the Avon Park National Guard Armory, 2500 U.S. Highway 27 in Avon Park this Father's Day weekend for a two-day buy, sell, and trade event. Concealed carry classes will be available throughout the day, and kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. The Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Agri Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida in Hardy County. Drop by the open house and meet the club leaders and see the exciting activities they have planned for the coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, just like Home Pet Hotel, is looking for an animal care technician. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a parts assistant. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Ashley Ferner Industries is looking for an interior designer, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of layout and interior design experience are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 92, cloudy, 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds west-southwest at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 13. The humidity is 72%, extremely humid, dew point 73. Cloud cover 94%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 12,100 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour and a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 60% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Because parched pastures won't have enough grass to support their animals, dairy farmers and livestock ranchers need to buy more hay, and that means restricted supplies and higher prices. Organic hay has been in particularly tight supply, principally because of rising demand from organic dairy farmers whose grazing season has been cut short. One hay broker says the shortages will put farmers in uncharted territory as the summer progresses. Editing a plant's genes can help the plant thrive through drought, extreme heat, and other climate change-related crises. The Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research is now providing over $385,000 in grants through its Crops of the Future Collaborative at the University of California, Davis, to develop accessible gene editing technology that allows faster plant growth. While this technology is key to future food security, it's expensive and time-consuming and too much for smaller labs. Citing an acute and critical need magnified by another all-too-familiar drought, a national coalition representing thousands of Western farmers, ranchers, water providers, businesses, and communities are urging Senate leaders to take action to address the shortcomings of aging water infrastructure. In a letter to the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, the coalition says federal investment in a diversified water management portfolio must be included as essential infrastructure in the next legislative package.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Florida citrus growers got a slight bump in the latest production forecast as the 2020-21 season approaches its end. The U.S. Department of Agriculture raised the projected output from Florida growers to be enough oranges to fill 52.7 million 90-pound boxes. The USDA says its new outlook, with 1 month to go, was up from a May forecast of 51.7 million 90-pound boxes. Florida Department of Citrus Executive Director Shannon Shepp had earlier reported that demand was also up from a year ago.
The demand was up 13% year over year, and those are our January numbers. That's a pretty big deal because we were declining. We had demand declining at a rate of about 5.5% a year.
Shep says the pandemic has increased consumers' desire for healthy foods. Another major factor, she said, was increased state funding for the industry. $17 million was spent on marketing in the fiscal year beginning July 1st of last year. After recent forecasts showed Florida falling behind California in orange production, the new forecast put Florida back as the country's top orange producer. The forecast still reflects some troubles in the industry, however. 2 decades ago, it filled more than 200 million boxes a year. The USDA will release its final forecast for this season in July.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Gains in several big-name tech companies, including Apple, helped nudge the S&P 500 to another record high today, even as other parts of the market faltered. The benchmark index was lower for most of the day, then turned higher in the last 10 minutes of trading, up 0.2%. The NASDAQ rose 0.7%, but the Dow and small company stocks fell. Trading has been choppy as investors gauge the strength of the economic recovery and whether emerging signs of inflation will be transitory, as the Federal Reserve believes it might be. The Dow lost 85 points today to close at 34,393. The NASDAQ gained 104 to 14,174. The S&P 500 up 7 to 4,255. New York oil fell 3 cents, closing at $70.88 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Bucks even their Eastern Conference semifinal series with the Nets at 2 games apiece with a 107-96 win yesterday. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 34 points. Chris Middleton had 19, but Brooklyn had to finish the game without Kyrie Irving because of a sprained right ankle he suffered in the second quarter. Bucks guard Pat Connaughton says Irving's absence didn't alter their game.
We can still improve on it. I think, you know, we're a team that during the regular season, we didn't struggle to score. And part of that was due to ball movement, people movement, you know, making the right play, creating for each other, things of that nature. And I think we definitely took a step in the right direction today, and it showed.
Nets host game 5 on Tuesday. Devin Booker, Chris Paul led the Suns to a 4-game sweep of the Nuggets, who lost MVP Nikola Jokic to an ejection in their 125-118 loss. Phoenix reaches the Western Conference Championship for the first time since 2010. This is SRN Sports. In baseball, Cubs shut out the Cardinals 2-0. Padres end a 4-game skid, beat the Mets 7-3. Fernando Tatis with a tie-breaking grand salami in the 7th. Brewers complete a 3-game sweep of the Pirates 5-2. Reds 6-2 over the Rockies. Cincinnati's won 10 of their last 13. Braves dumped the Marlins 6-4. Nationals blanked the Giants 5-0. Dodgers beat the Rangers 5-3. It was the Phillies 7-0 over the Yankees. White Sox take 3 straight from the Tigers 4-1 on Sunday. Blue Jays unravel the Red Sox 18-4. Rays pluck the Orioles 7-1. Astros embarrass the Twins 14-3. A's beat the Royals 6-3. It was the Mariners beating the Indians 6-2. And the Angels notched their 6th straight win. With a 10-3 pounding of the Arizona Diamondbacks on Sunday. And with SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: long fairy tales have a tendency to drag on. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.